It sounds true. That's what lies do.
Totally sounds, sounds right. Yeah.
Especially from Brian Gerard.
So many lies that come from
So, as we go, if anything...
We tell him off the chair.
You have a booster seat?
Well, it's...
booster seat.
Yeah, it's to make sure that we lean forward.
One of these days I'll get two more stools.
Thank you, that'd be great.
Brian also has a booster seat.
Yeah.
See?
Awkward.
But,
what was I going to say?
Oh, why didn't I get a booster seat?
You don't need one.
Did you, well, I originally had...
You got the stool.
But I figured the stool is more comfortable.
It's good.
Is it comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If anything comes up or whatever that you... You know, I edit the show. So if anything comes up that you want to get rid of or something
really
like that afterwards, it rarely ever happens, but you can always just say. Very professional here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very serious.
Do you have any questions?
Shut that door,
no.
Drush?
Shut up.
I'm going to text the whole time.
Take your headphones off.
God damn it, Lord. It's always like this.
Really?
It's worse now. When we're at my place, we've been recording at my place sometimes.
That's when you hear the helicopters.
Yeah.
That was what I was running to.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's good.
You saw it. You're not on Facebook.
No.
Oh. Yes, you are.
Oh yeah, I am.
You did see my.
Did you see the post? The comment on the
yeah,
Facebook?
Yeah, it actually sent it to my email
because,
or my
thing. Because you're an administrator of the page.
Oh, okay.
Which is great.
I'm confused by technology. I'm afraid.
That's confusing.
Okay. One thing you don't do: don't touch the mic like that. Stop.
No tapping.
Yeah. No tapping. Stop it. Okay. Hey.
Stop. Hey, guys, stop.
All right. I know when to start the cut. Okay. We're going.
I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know.
You nervous?
Are you nervous?
I woke up with the fear.
The fear inside you?
Every morning at 6:30 a.m., an alarm goes off.
Internal or
external?
And the fear sets in.
Wow.
God. Brian's on one of his rolls. Is this going to go anywhere, or is that?
It sounds like he's narrating your morning.
Oh.
By 6:37 a.m. of those same, very same mornings.
What?
The fear takes over.
Wait, you just said the fear sets in.
By 6:51 a.m.
So an hour.
Fear is embodied into the bones and blood of my being.
This is a narrative, right?
Greg Hoyt will be destroyed.
Wait, is this you?
I'm so confused.
Am I talking? Is my
changed? Is it Greg's?
Who the main character was?
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. Oh, God. See, this is the thing. He bails on these things. Like, he starts. We're all supposed to go along with the fantasy.
Yeah.
And then he bails out. He's like a...
He's a tease.
A tease.
And this is like the life of Brian Gerard. This is everything he does.
He has early onset dementia, I think.
Early onset bailism.
What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Welcome to the Shide Show.
Hey. Ladies specifically.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Robert Shide.
Hello.
And the most special guest of them all.
Of all time.
Sarah Forman.
Yay!
Oh, my God! What is this happening?
Because we invited her.
Oh.
We did invite her. She's a long-time listener and guest.
She is. She is.
We have a lot to
go over. Wait, hang on a second. Hang on. Sarah's last name sounds very familiar. Why is that?
There's a famous boxer with a...
George Foreman.
George Foreman.
That's
the grill.
Oh, my God! Oh, George Foreman's daughter is on the show today, everyone.
You look nothing like him.
I know. It is a different wife.
And
I
thought
asked
your
him
name was supposed to be George. Because he
Georgina.
Called it Georgina.
It is, but I changed it.
Oh, really?
Okay. I did ask if I could score some grills for you, but...
And?
No. No. Even me? I came to your party.
Oh!
So this is how it's going to be.
Attendance at the party does not necessarily translate into gifts for Robert Shide.
You had a party recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not go.
Yes.
I did not respond to your invite. I did not respond to emails or texts.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
Thank you.
But don't take it personally because I never go to parties and I never respond to emails, evites, or texts.
He's an elitist.
And then wonders why everyone thinks he's an asshole.
No, I don't wonder. I know exactly why everyone
does. So you'll come to our next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please invite me.
In which manner?
Letter.
I'm inviting you right now on the Shide Show.
Whoa.
Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, yeah?
Will you please come to our next party?
I do.
Yay.
It's a
Am I engaged?
That's how it happens.
I'm engaged!
Congratulations.
It's a commitment.
Sarah Foreman, you are actually related to Karen Foreman.
She is my sister.
She is your sister. And we've had her on the show a couple times.
We have.
Delighted to have you on the show this week.
Thank you.
The Foreman family are big supporters of the Shide Show.
Is that right?
Maybe not all members of the Shide Show.
Two.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say two of the Foreman family clan are big fans.
Right.
My sister
fans.
And I.
But are you fans of every single member of the Shide Show?
You know what? I am. Equally. Oh,
really?
But I think there might be a Shide Show member that's not a fan of me.
Oh. Go on.
Let's talk about this.
And that would be Brian Gerard.
Wow.
Whoa. Enemies of the state.
Go on.
I would like for you to go on. I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, this is Brian not Gerard. Good. This is not how I pictured this
because
going.
Do you remember the night that we met?
Oh, here we go. This is a test. Oh. This is a relationship test right now.
One of these questions has led to at least one breakup of mine in my life.
Just so you know,
you got
what song questions that start like this frighten me.
What song was playing?
Yeah.
Do I remember the night
Gregory
we met?
Gregory Hoyt was there.
I feel like it was probably at a show, at a jive joint.
Oh, no.
No, she's shaking her head.
That's a negative.
Already not doing good.
This is like a nightmare for me because like
you're watching
literally
out.
You're cringing right now.
You had this happen in a relationship and it ended my relationship. And it was this like slow head nodding. No.
Head shaking.
No.
Yeah.
Because then you just start blindly guessing in the night, like Brian.
We met on the moon. You've never been to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
We were underwater.
I'm so sweaty.
There was cement tied to my feet.
Sweating.
You were the cement, right?
What?
I'm sweating right now.
Me too.
Oh, my God. It was at a show.
Okay.
Am I doing so far?
I'm saying yes, but what do you mean by show?
That the Hot House.
It was not an improv show.
Oh my God.
We went to see U2 together when they played this stadium tour.
Did you go and not invite me?
It wasn't it.
You are fucking blowing it, man.
But Gregory Hoyt was there, so Gregory can help.
Okay, yeah, so you're now part of this.
No, that doesn't help at all.
Sarah, if I may, was this also the first night that you met Greg?
Yes, it was.
Ooh, what is this, 20
grand? Nice move,
Greg.
Way
to put it on me,
thank you.
Dude.
So now, Greg, welcome to the party.
Was
and
I there?
You too.
Right, I was here.
So you met all three of us in the same night?
Yes.
Must have been at a show. No, not an improv show.
No, it was the art event.
Robert Shide.
Thank you.
Which art event?
At L Bar.
Oh, that was a year
time?
Ago. That was the first
That's
time
a
we
year
met.
Ago.
What?
You see, I win.
I feel like we've
I
known
win
you.
Again.
Absolutely do.
You know, I won the last Karen, the last Foreman quiz, right?
Mm-hmm. No, now I don't know if that's true. I don't know if you won.
No, I really
because I think the tallying of the points was a way off.
Nope, it was pretty accurate.
Oh yeah, Robert
of Karen's quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Burning Man.
Of course, Robert. He always has to win.
Yeah,
not has to. It just happens. And so then I won this one as well.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
I will say, though, points and winning is irrelevant on the Shide Show.
Right.
Okay, so it was an art show.
Art show. Oh, look at that. I'm so impressed by this piece of art. It's making me feel things that I haven't felt in millennia.
And then Sarah walks up.
Oh, who's that?
Sarah.
Awkward pause.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Gregory Hoyt.
Hello, Gregory Hoyt.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I haven't been introduced. I asked her who you are. I asked her who she was, and she just paused and looked at my shoes.
Oh. Hi,
Sounds like an awkward scenario.
I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian.
People call me Brian.
So wait, Sarah still has not introduced herself. Mm-hmm. This might be the reason why they
don't remember.
Okay, I'd like to rewind.
Oh.
My, look at this art. It's making me feel things I hadn't felt in millennia.
I will also be playing a part of my sister.
Oh, look at this art. It's making me feel things I haven't felt in millennia.
Hi, Greg.
Oh.
It's Karen.
Oh, hello, Karen Foreman.
Hello, Karen.
Karen.
Good to see you. Yes,
I love you so much.
Hey, I want to introduce you guys to my sister, Sarah.
Sarah?
Hey, how are you? Didn't know you had a sister.
You've never mentioned a sister.
I didn't even know you had family.
You know what, Brian, the only difference in this scenario, if we were going to redo it, you wouldn't have said anything.
My, this art makes me feel things I haven't felt in a millennia.
Hi, Greg, that's Karen.
Oh, hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen. How's it going, Karen?
I want introduce you to my sister Sarah.
Oh, you have
a sister? She just moved here. Oh. She's really happy to meet you guys.
Oh my God. Welcome. Hi, welcome to Los Angeles.
Hi,
great
hi,
to meet you. Give me a hug.
Hi,
give me
Robert.
A hug. Brian, put the bong down.
Brian.
What?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
Foreman.
Don't
Brian, walk. Where are you going?
Why are you walking,
why walking away?
Brian.
Brian. Nice to meet you.
That's Brian Schrod. People call him BG. He has at least 6 or 7 alternate lives going on at one point. You won't see him for the rest of the evening. Take it not personally, Sarah.
And he walks behind the bar, so he cannot talk to anyone. So, Sarah.
That was pretty much how it went. That was pretty much.
My accent seemed different than my real voice. But
not by much.
Not that much.
It was dark in the room. So
and I was an art show. I take on a different, I get a different feeling in my body when when I'm in an art show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, it's an air of being pretentious.
What was your first impression of Brian? Clearly
you know
not
what?
Good.
I was very excited to meet the Shots Fired.
Really?
Former
who we were at the time.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary.
They're still legendary. Still legendary.
Still legendary in some circles.
Okay. Just like unicorns are legendary.
That's right. They existed at one point.
So I was very happy to meet all of you. Mm-hmm. And I did go for a big embrace with Brian Gerard and Heisman.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like a full Heisman?
Full.
Like I fully gave you palms out.
The palm.
You probably should stay away from me.
And I think a turn. I think the full
I gave you a shoulder.
Body turn.
It was a palm and a shoulder.
Wow.
Almost back.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. What were you wearing?
That seems inappropriate.
Well, you guys were all there. What was I wearing?
Mm.
Black dress.
Done.
Wow.
High heels.
Maybe that was why.
Gold high heels.
I don't like
that. No, I don't think they were gold high heels.
So I Heismaned you. Shoulder.
Top hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then...
And that's where it began.
And that at that point, our relationship got off to a start.
Yeah. But you know what? Sarah's here right now.
I'm not done with this. I'm not done with this. So we then carried forth our relationship into the last year. I've seen you several times throughout the year.
A couple times.
It's very Elizabethan.
Oh, did you go to her party that you were invited to?
Mm. I didn't. But that's because I don't check emails, texts, or
invites. No, we got that.
Invites.
We understand. I went. Brian, did you go?
You went? How do you spell that? W-I-N-T?
Yes.
W-I-N-T-E.
What does wint mean?
I think you're deflecting, and I think we are.
No, I'm just trying to
stay on
top.
Stay on top.
Okay.
What was the question? You have to rephrase, please.
Rephrase it?
Yeah, it's hard to understand what the hell you're talking about.
Did you go to Sarah and Karen Foreman's housewarming party?
Oh, that's the party I missed. That's what she's talking about.
Oh. Greg missed that party.
The one that I went to.
He doesn't respond to emails. He doesn't respond to text messages.
Brian.
What about Eli?
Answer the question.
Yeah, okay. No, I didn't go.
I would like to interject here.
Yep. Oh, please do.
And say that my sister did receive a follow-up call from Mr. Brian Gerard saying, I'm so sorry that I couldn't come to your party.
That's great.
I'm really sorry I missed it. I had other previous engagements. Mm-hmm. And please tell Sarah... I have nothing to say to her.
Yeah. This is all true. This is all true.
So, Brian.
That's a great way to...
It doesn't sound like you're trying to nurture this relationship with Sarah.
I had nothing to say to her at that moment. I was talking to Karen.
But why do you need to include that in the conversation?
Yeah, that's kind of
passive
rude.
Aggressive. Or aggressive,
pass on this
actually.
Message.
Yeah, there's aggressive. No passivity no about that.
Greg and Robert. You guys have been good friends of mine for quite a while. I would say, as far as my L.A. career goes, probably two of the guys who know me best.
Not necessarily true.
How do I show my affection to people I like?
You don't show affection to people you
like. Yeah, you don't share information that's important to
you
them.
You keep everything hidden.
Yeah.
Go on.
Is he rude to people he likes?
Yeah.
Hard to count on.
Completely unreliable.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
These are all marks of a great friendship.
These are all marks of the beast. 666 is also.
So by that calculation, you and I are just tight.
I honestly think you're
wicked.
You're one of my best friends.
I'm feeling that too.
Yeah, you moved up, Sarah. You've
quickly,
brought something along
quickly.
With you. What's in this box here?
Oh,
and
that's what
plates?
She said. That's what she said. What's
and
in
spoons?
This box? What's in this
that,
box?
That's why I had to do the Facebook post.
Oh, because of what Brian said to...
What was it that you said on Facebook?
Yesterday I went for a run. I listened to the latest Shy Show podcast.
Bingo.
To see how that would work in a run scenario.
Mm-hmm. And?
Yeah. And it was difficult during the laughing while you're running. It's not very conducive.
Right, because you're trying to breathe.
It was the techno the rave.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. We had
Fontaine.
A good time with that. Yeah.
So
oh, Dunlop Fontaine.
When it did get to the the remix of the Aha at the end.
Yes, you like that?
Nice, nice for the running.
That thank was you. Nice.
A plus.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
And I felt inspired to write a post.
Nice.
Yeah.
After that, that the Shide Show is. Don't listen to Shite while running. It's not conducive because it's hard to laugh and run.
Yes.
And it is terribly boring. Brian Gerard, I have nothing to say to you.
Yeah.
It was really a cry for help.
Yeah.
And I saw that the next day.
Within 30 seconds. Literally, 30
That's
seconds.
So good.
Two emails. One to my personal account.
Yeah.
One to my Facebook. Call me. Please be on the Shite Show.
Boom. Isn't that weird? Now, do you think that's God? Doing that, or do you think it's just Brian?
I am going to say this. There was a level of ironical behavior there.
Not a word. Irony.
I sent you those messages.
Lies.
Before I saw your post.
It's not because I can even check the timing.
I told them about the post. I was like, "Hey, there's a post." And
because
then
I was emailing the two of these guys, being like, "I think we should reach out to Sarah to be on the show."
We actually figured that
out. And they were like, "Yeah, okay, go." And I'm like, "I'm going to hit her right now." So that's when I emailed you.
Synchronous best friends.
And literally after I hit you with both your email and your Facebook, is when I saw the post go up on Facebook. I'm like, "Oh, she's going to think I'm responding to her because of that." And the truth is, if you were to really look at the timing of it. It was just because we were in sync with each other.
Because
that's what best friends do.
So wait, Sarah, what is this stuff
turn
you're
around.
Pulling out
so
here?
I have
quick
turnaround.
Those are little ramekins,
today,
aren't they?
Candles. Are we eating candles?
You are eating a candle.
Excellent. First for everything!
Yes. It's better than
but
wax
it's a honey.
Fruit.
It's one of those honey wax.
Oh, yeah. Is this a taste test? Should we get blindfolds and figure out which?
It is somewhat of a taste test. Okay. I have been testing recipes for a friend who is writing a cookbook.
And actually, we are having him on the show eventually.
I know.
Yeah, so.
And so this is one of the recipes.
Greg is like, what? Pre-booking guests? What's that about?
I just show up. Okay. Yeah. Why do you have a knife?
Whoa. Sarah.
This is a holdup?
Didn't you get checked when you came in? Who forgot to check her?
Where's John Vandeman?
Where's the security?
Is he out front?
I think he might be.
Is he not running the soundboard?
No, he was there, but he was taking a nap.
Oh.
I didn't want to wake up.
It is early.
It is.
Okay,
she's
this
cutting.
Is a coconut vanilla flan.
Oh, my
God. Oh, a flan. Let's see how this turns out.
Why? Are you allergic to flan?
No. This is great.
Does anybody have any allergies or any...
I just hate coconut.
No, we'll see how...
You know what?
I hate coconut.
You will barely taste it.
What she's doing is...
What is flan?
She's freeing the custard from the bowl. She's flipping it over
delicious.
Well done. The caramel.
Juices.
The bottom... It's not juices, really.
That's juices.
It's caramel, correct? Sort of a caramel.
It is caramel.
The caramel is released.
What are we doing? Are we sharing?
The
ramekin. No, I have three. This is for my best friend, Brian Gerard.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yay!
I'm excited here.
Should I wait until you plate the others?
Well, I mean,
What is this?
She's plating them.
You said release the custard before, by the way.
That's what she's doing.
But come on. What are we talking about here? Why are we talking like we're on the dark side of the moon?
We're not talking.
The custard.
That's what
she
said.
Let's plate the custard item. What? Let's put it on the. Let's put it on the plate.
So what? What is she doing right now?
She's cutting the custard out of a fucking bowl.
She's
releasing
the custard. From the edge of the bowl.
You know what? If I had a restaurant, I would talk like this. I'm putting the fucking custard on your plate. Put your fork down. I'm busy. Let me do it. Let me put it on the plate. And that's it.
You know what? I'm with you.
Thank you.
Because with all these food shows, now everybody's like flavor combinations and mouthfeel and...
Why aren't you passing me the
plate? Hold on a second.
A forceful.
Time out. Put your hand down, Greg. I don't think you are in a position to take that gesture from Sarah. I think that belongs to Robert Scheid.
Well, no. It's up to her.
I just put my hand out because I wanted the custard.
You almost were going at her throat with your hand.
So?
So
what?
Robert Scheid.
Wow, I was thank
gonna,
you.
See
what happens?
Oh.
I was going to throat. The guest.
And you were going to...
It's just like plating and releasing the custard.
No.
It's bullshit.
Some of the shows...
Mr. Hoyt, would you like me to plate your custard? No, I'd like you to put the fucking custard on my plate.
It's the same damn thing.
No, it's not.
It is.
One is English, one is bullshit.
That is a deliciously plated custard that was recently released.
It's a wonderful flavor from the ramekin, and the mouthfeel is fantastic.
Yeah. Right? Doesn't that just drive you nuts?
It's so annoying.
I will say mouthfeel, definitely.
Mouthfeel. Stop it. Oh, my God. It sounds like you're eating a horse.
I'm going for it.
Let's do this. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous.
A wonderful texture.
Robert, you're going to make me throw up. Whoa. You made this?
Yes.
Why did you pause? Did you not make this?
No, I did.
Damn.
All right, so.
It's good, man.
It's very rich.
It's not the right noise to be making on a podcast, that's for sure. This is very great. Juicy and meaty.
This is delicious.
That's what she said.
It's got a lovely aftertaste of a little bit of a dark, nutty,
like aftertaste. That's keeping it real.
You want me to tell you what it tastes like? Popcorn.
Interesting. What kind of popcorn?
Caramel.
Well, there's caramel.
Or caramel. Yeah, I don't know which one. Caramel or caramel. Or Carvel. It might taste actually like Carvel ice cream cakes.
You know,
James Carvel?
Do you take that as a compliment?
The popcorn, it tastes like popcorn?
Popcorn comment?
Neutral.
Or neutral.
Neutral.
I'm interested in your brother, part. My brother cooked a recipe, and I'll talk about this in a second, but my brother cooked a recipe. It was this sweet and sour, like sticky chicken sort of type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tasted it, the first thing I said, I was like, wow, this tastes great. It tastes like meatloaf. Now, I tell you, I love meatloaf. I didn't grow up having it, so it's kind of a treat to have it.
Hmm.
And my brother took it as the biggest insult ever. To be like, meatloaf? It tastes like meatloaf? So, you know, to hear that something like this, which you
tastes
spent,
like
yeah,
the popcorn. Equivalent popcorn and meatloaf.
Right. Not good.
No. But I'm glad
it's not. Here's a coconut vanilla flan. Tastes like popcorn.
Exactly. Right. Well, that goes to show you
tastes
how.
Tastes like Snickers.
How yeah. Right. What would that be? Let's see. How developed my palate is. If I'm we're going to.
You do realize what he eats
is popcorn
and vintage pizza. Americana peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Back to basics.
It's good. Yeah. It's good to know. For
Greg's
next time.
Diet is reminiscent of an 8-year-old girl.
That's actually true.
Like Fruity Pebbles.
That's how he eats.
And, Fruity Pebbles. No, I don't do Fruity Pebbles. I do a lot of frozen pizzas, burritos. Brian hates the way I eat. Did you hate it, Brian? Because it's gone.
This is out plate? Of the park. It's Sarah Foreman, this is delicious.
It's wicked.
This
good.
Is
thank
delicious.
You.
It's very good.
Mm.
The mouthfeel. The mouthfeel is absolutely delicious.
Oh, God.
Sarah, that was delish.
Props to Nathan Lyon. It's his recipe. Texture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear.
It has it.
Perfect. It was a home
that's
run.
Good. This is you know what? If this doesn't work out, food critic.
What?
Absolutely.
You'd be like, texture, it has it. Plating, it's on it.
Flavor, it's good.
Yeah.
Smells,
yeah, that'd be refreshing,
it's there.
Right?
It would be.
What are you talking about?
The honest
about?
Food critic.
No, the
after
honest
one and back to basics. And then you, can you tell me a little bit more?
No.
There's nothing more to say.
Not without
go
using.
Go to the restaurant.
Eat. Not without using big
open your
excessive
mouth and put
words.
It in your face and see what happens.
Mm. I'm going to eat it. Anything else?
No.
No. No. I'm going to finish it, though. I'm going to finish
Sarah,
it.
Sarah, you take pictures of the moon.
That's true. I do.
Why?
Why?
Because it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It
is.
It really is.
Do you know
the
that there's water on the fucking moon? Do you know that?
No, I do.
Are you pissed?
I think they keep finding more and more water.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Do you know that they found DNA on rocket-sized... What am I saying? What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Meteors.
Meteors that flew down onto Earth?
No.
Yeah. The basic elements of DNA, not necessarily DNA.
It's DNA.
No, two...
It was a person.
DNA.
It was a
they
person.
Found a human being.
They found a human being.
A burned,
scorched baby.
That's what I take away from this.
Okay. Holding onto the back of one of these meteors as it came through the atmosphere.
And the baby landed and it had an S cape.
Okay. That's your meteor. Pulling from...
Wait, it escaped?
Yes.
Wait, it had an escape?
It had an S cape.
Oh, like Soupy Man.
A Soupy Man. Oh, here comes the Soupy Man.
Well, this was delicious.
Does this have marijuana in it? Because I feel a little kooky.
Just a little.
It's perfect. I don't taste the coconut at all.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so Gregory Hoyt,
yeah, I don't
coconut hater, not anymore.
But the problem is he was also allergic to it.
Yeah, so if there was COVID in there for real.
What would happen? You'd throat would start closing up?
I would die.
Oh, okay.
Good. Well, we should probably end the show then.
Really?
Yeah.
But wait. Sarah?
We're just getting started. My best friend's here.
Do you think you will ever go to the moon before you die?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Damn.
I would love to.
I would too.
I would love to just take a flight to go out, just even out of the atmosphere.
You could go
back to the Earth.
Yeah.
I bet you can, you'll do that in your lifetime.
You never know. They say technology is doubling every 2 years.
They don't really do this moon thing anymore, though. It's over now.
Yeah, but the moon's going to come back in. Like the 90s are back in.
Yeah.
The 90s are back in. We never landed on the moon to begin with.
So don't even go there.
That's very true.
Don't even go there. We do not have time to go into this conversation.
But I want to.
There's nothing to go into.
There's nothing. It's done.
It's done.
It's over.
We never went.
Wait. If you had the option to take a one-way trip to the moon in this life, but you would not come back.
That's what one-way means.
Okay. Would you take it?
How old am I?
You're 81 years old.
How much longer am I going to live?
I don't know. You're in good health. You have to be in good health to take this trip.
Yeah, because you won't survive the launch.
You got 20 years left.
No, you'll survive the launch. They did
at
test.
At 81?
Yeah.
You're going to survive like 6 Gs on liftoff?
Absolutely.
Look, they're going to be...
He said I'm in good health.
You're in good health.
You're going to roll out of the shuttle.
Robert, you're not understanding what 81 years old is 50 years in the future. It's a different thing.
Okay. 80 is like 30.
It's like,
80 is the new 30.
It's going to be the new 35.
I can't wait.
All right. So you have this opportunity.
Is anyone going with me?
No.
You can
Richard Branson.
No, you can bring a guest.
He's like 120. You can bring Brian.
BFF?
Oh. You can bring BFF.
What happens when I get to the moon? Is there a place for me to stay?
You parachute down onto the surface.
Parachute through the atmosphere.
Down onto the surface.
No, you do gravity.
Yeah, no. There's gravity, but there's no atmosphere for a parachute to work.
So you parachute.
You're just going to hit the surface.
You'll bounce.
Do you even know how a parachute works?
No. Look, I've seen them in magazines. Look, so you parachute out of the spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
The spaceship actually is... the spaceship is for a different mission. It's not even stopping.
You jump out of the roll, you get caught by the gravitational pull of the moon.
You jump out. It's like a skydiving expedition.
You do realize that
you skydive. Wait, whoa. Let me tell you what's happening.
Well, first of all,
skydive.
112-year-old Richard Branson is piloting this spaceship.
Yeah.
He's going on to
and he has a mission to Venus. He's like, I gotta go check Venus out.
His thing. He's always wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll let you out at the moon.
Yeah, he's gonna let you out.
Mm-hmm.
One way trip.
Mm-hmm. Me and a friend.
No. Richard Branson is the friend.
But he's leaving.
Yeah. He's rocketing past.
But once I get there, is there anything?
You're nothing.
Like it's
still
like
just
die
the moon. You're gonna die.
However many days.
No, but you have a space suit. That has like one of those camel backpacks on it. So it has a little bit of water.
Yeah, a little Gatorade, whatever you want. And it probably
you
has
got a day on the moon.
It has a urine recycler. So if you pee a bunch.
Think about this, though. You could maybe drink some of your urine.
Yeah.
Right? Think about this.
Uh-huh.
You're on the moon. You're 81 years old.
You're really selling this well.
Nobody else is on the moon.
What kind of physical prep do I need to do to go through this?
None.
Even for the rollout?
Nothing.
No. He'll kick you out.
He'll slow down. He'll put the air brakes on.
I appreciate that. The air brakes and all the air that's there. Good times.
That's a really good question.
Would you do it?
It's very thought-provoking.
Will you ever forget this day that I asked you this question?
Because
it's maybe the greatest question I've ever asked anyone.
Greg, the question is, at the end of your life, would you like to go to the moon and die alone? Would you like to go to the moon and die alone? That's your question.
Being a moon lover, would you like to go to the moon and die alone on the moon?
Being a moon lover, that's the key.
Looking back at the Earth.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
You just lay down on the moon.
I mean, I might.
Right? You lay down on the moon. You have your friends back at home with super-powered telescopes.
Waving.
And you just double-gun them, middle fingers, or you wave, depending on where you're at in your personal life.
And they're just watching until her hand slows down and then falls down.
You could do moon angels.
Yep. Yeah.
And then after what, that's a couple hours, and then what am I doing?
And then you realize you're not dead yet, and you get up and walk around.
And then you're dying. Yeah, and then you walk to the dark side of the moon, and you join all the alien creatures that have been inhabiting the dark side.
Have we ever gone to the dark side? Has anyone ever walked to the dark side of the moon?
I don't think so.
I think you could be the first.
We're going to get Buzz Aldrin on to talk to him about it.
All right, we got to go.
We do?
Yeah, afraid so.
Sarah, you're my very best friend.
You're my very best friend, too.
This was delicious. So glad that you came and brought this
Thank you for having me on the show.
I love you.
You did a great job.
I love you all. This is a wonderful, funny show.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I redact my Facebook comment.
Yay. Sorry about Brian.
I'm sorry about Brian,
It was a complete miscommunication.
No, you got the right communication.
Oh, yeah.
The meaning behind
it. The meaning behind it was...
Yeah, right.
Sarah, thank you.
Thank you all.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, I'm Brian Girard, everyone's best friend. We're the Scheid Country.
Yay!
The mouthfeel is delicious.
Before the moon that you realize, the flowers that you picked, you kept locked away. Never to be seen.